This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Love that Rockford bit with Christine. Of course, that was funny during the doldrum years, 2010, 11, and 12, when there was no way you could get 6 offers over asking. And we'll take a look at those doldrum years. Actually, we'll take a look at 2005, 6, and 7. The heyday years when everyone thought, wow, prices could never get higher than this. And they did. Today's guest, Dan Walters from Cal Matters, my favorite guest. He comes on every 3 months. He's written a recent piece about high-priced homes. And we'll talk about density and building, builder's remedy. And there's something new about proposing an increase in the capital gains exclusion. Doubling it. We'll see if that can happen. 4th segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And first, though, the median active. I tell you each week how many listings are pending. This is for the week ending December 5th, 2025, the 49th week of the year. And but also include the median price of said pending listings. And for this week, 59 pending, and that number has been going down towards the end of the year, not surprising. Median price, $2.2 million, which is on the low side, but it's higher than last week's $1.8 and $1.850 the week before. But of course, we had been more like $2.5 million. And the median price, year-to-date, hanging in there, but coming down slowly. Just out of information, this median price of what's on the market. In other words, this time of year right now, we have 233 listings that are on the market, not in escrow. And the median price is $4,250,000 if you're out looking for a home. So 116, 117 homes are above $4,250,000. That's this year. Last year, we had only 195 listings on the market. The median price was $3.9 million. And in 2023, we had only 154 listings on the market. The median price, $4.1. So interesting that that is relatively consistent. So year to date, we're at week 49 for the week ending December 5th, 2025. Single family residences only. And we are at $2,440,000 is the median price year to date. And that's 9.5% higher than last year's $2,227,000. Year before that was $2,225,000. Year before that, $2,214,000. Remember, I've mentioned 2022, 2023, 2024, very similar median price. At the end of the year, things went wonky and they went down, but you could argue the median price for those 3 years were essentially $2,250,000. Now, 2025, first of all, the last 6 months of 2024, the median price was $2,150,000. And then the first 6 months of 2025, it shot up, median price $2,650,000 for the first 6 months of the year, 2025. As mentioned, year to date, the median price $2,440,000. But if you look at the second 6 months, almost, we have 23 weeks, so we have 3 more weeks left. The second 6 months of 2025, the median price dropped precipitously to $2,300,000 from $2,650,000. However, $2,650,000 was like on throwing gasoline on fire. When you consider the 6 months period before that, the median price was $2,150,000. So $2,650,000, it was insane. $2,300,000 for virtually a 6 month period is high. It's high. So a lot higher than the second 6 months of 2024, which was $2,150,000. But I anticipate the last few weeks of the year, you know, that median price might come down, and who knows where we'll end up for the year. But again, it's attributed primarily to the first 6 months of the year, where it was an insane $2,650,000. Number of sales, we're averaging 17.7 sales per week. Big number. Last year, it was 15.3, just under. And the year before that, it was 13.5. So for the last 3 years, the number of sales increased by about 2 per week. It's interesting, starting with 2022. If you look at the number of sales, now here, oh, this is interesting. All right, so we're averaging 17.76 sales per week year to date, first 49 weeks of the year. The first 6 months of the year, we averaged 17.42 sales per week. But now it's higher year to date, which means the second 6 months of the year, 3 weeks shy of the second 6 months of the year, we've averaged 18.13 sales per week, which is phenomenal. Which is phenomenal. Activity higher. I mean, you look back now, you know, in 2023, the number of sales per week was virtually identical. In 2022, the second 6 months, the number of sales dropped precipitously. That's the second time I've used that word, by the way, if you're keeping track, from almost 20 to just under 15, because that was when they increased the interest rates in the mid-2022. And in 2024, again, the number of sales per week, first 6 months, second 6 months, about the same. So, yes, a tenth fewer in the second 6 months. So this is interesting to see number of sales increase in the second 6 months of the year for 2025. You might say, well, the median price went down. Did prices go down? Maybe in certain price points they went down. I still see sales over asking. And I think that the higher end has slowed down, so the lower end is taking over. We have a little more inventory, so people are buying lower end prices, so the median price comes down. So what goes up must come down. Now, in 2005, 6, and 7, the median price was around $1,260,000. And then it went down, and it took 10 years. I mean, in the doldrum years, the median price was $800,000, $850,000. It took 10 years to 2017 for the median price to come back to the heyday years of 2005, 6, and 7. What's happening next year? I don't have a clue. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. But based on what's in escrow, I don't see us dropping off anytime soon. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, syndicated columnist from CalMatters, Dan Walters. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.